Well, face front, true believers, and welcome to the Face Front Podcast. Brand new day. That's right, it's a brand new day here at Face Front. No more gimmicks, no more locked content, just Marvel stuff for Marvel fans. Today, we're going to be talking about the big one. The 10-year-in-the-making, biggest superhero movie of all time, highest-grossing superhero movie of all time, Avengers Infinity War. Oh, man. Alright, so, I'm not going to give a full review, because I'm sure you can find enough of those on the internet, but what I'm going to do is give my thoughts and feelings on the movie, so in case you have not seen it, I'm letting you know right now, full spoilers, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, all kinds of scenes, deaths, anything is fair game. This is a spoiler content conversation, alright? Okay, if you're still here, I assume you've seen the movie, and you want to hear what I thought about Infinity War. Alright, so let's get into it. First off, I just want to say that the movie itself was good. Okay, you had all the team-ups you wanted, you had all the funny little character interactions that you wanted, everything in the movie, like, there was a lot of fan service and that made a lot of people happy. Here's my thing. I walked into the movie and I can't explain it. I didn't not like it, but I didn't like it. Like, I liked it. I did. It's just, Thanos won. And that didn't sit well with me. And I know that a lot of people actually like it because of that. Because Thanos won. They're like, oh wow, this is a, you know, bold new thing for Marvel to do, to have the villain win. But I don't know. I was rooting for the heroes, you know? I mean, I'm sure everybody should have been, but I was, for sure. And this goes all the way back to X-Men 2 for me. When I saw X-Men United, for the first time in theaters, I was young, and I hadn't really learned that, you know, heroes, superheroes in particular, can die. And so when Jean sacrificed herself to lift the X-Jet out of Alkali Lake, and then she drowned, well, supposedly, but, and I was, like, in the theater, and a little kid, I'm like, superheroes can die? You know, I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was possible for them to lose, and I was like, I don't like that, you know? I always root for the heroes in these cases, and Infinity War was no different. Thanos had to be stopped. I was rooting for Thanos to be stopped. I did not want him to win. I mean, I read the Infinity Gauntlet comic a while ago, and I knew the snap and everything. I knew all that. But I didn't know they'd actually do it. I didn't know he'd actually succeed, and I didn't know the movie would end like that. So, I'm not gonna say I didn't like it. I will just say I didn't expect it, and like everybody else, I was very shocked and surprised. And I'm like, well, what now? You know? Because Spider-Man is my favorite hero. And he faded to dust. Y'all know I do Sam Says on this channel. They did my boy Sam dirty. He faded to dust. I was seeing it with my friend Jacob and his wife Allison. She loves Bucky and Loki. Bucky faded to dust. Loki got choked out. My boy Heimdall, he got taken out. Gamora got tossed off a cliff. Hey, who else faded? Nick Fury, Maria Hill faded to dust. Scarlet Witch faded to dust. Vision got tore. Like, Groot, poor baby Groot, or teenage Groot. And pretty much all the Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, by the way, don't let this distract you from the fact that Star-Lord blew a 5-1 lead against Thanos. I know it was part of Doctor Strange's plan, don't berate me about that, but homeboy could have kept it under control for another 3 seconds. Ooh, anyways, it's just, I guess the whole heroes losing, they lost, the Avengers lost, Captain America was sitting there at the end, like, what just happened? And that's how we all were sitting there at the end, like, what just happened? I gotta say, I really thought Thor was gonna come in clutch at the end there when he threw Stormbreaker. I thought that was it. I thought, oh, thank goodness they stopped him. They got him. Because Thanos, like, blasted the full power of the gauntlet at that thing. And it just kept twirling and twirling. And it hit him. It nailed Thanos. I say, yes. Thank you. They got him. They won. I was all set for the Avengers to pull a W right there. You know? I thought, okay, we lost some guys. We lost Vision and Loki, Heimdall, and Gamora. You know, but, like, I said, it's Thanos. He's the big one. He was destined to take some guys out. So, like, it's fine. You know, there were consequences. So all the MCU have no consequences people would be satisfied. And I'm like, you know, they'll come back from it. It'll make them stronger for it. They faced a guy. He was tough. He took out more heroes than any other villain has managed to. And they beat him. They got to go home, but with a heavy burden, a heavy cost. But then Thanos comes out with, you should have aimed for the head. I'm like, what? And then he snaps. And half the universe goes. And so, I guess that's just where it hit me. That's where I, like, died inside in the movie. When he snapped and I realized, oh, Thor didn't succeed. I realized Thor failed, and as a result, the Avengers failed. So, you know, that's just what I think. I'm just really shocked and really surprised that they allowed Thanos to win. And, you know, it ended with him sitting on his farm, looking up and smiling, like it did in the comic, except in the comic, Nebula had fixed everything with the gauntlet, and he was on his farm like, oh, well, I tried. And in this movie, he was on his farm like, oh, wow, I succeeded. And I guess I just have to wait. We all just have to wait. And some people are saying that it's a cliffhanger ending. Like, oh, it's a cliffhanger ending. But it's really not. Just because the heroes didn't win, it's not a cliffhanger ending. They lost. That's how it ended. The movie ended with the heroes losing. So that's not a cliffhanger. A cliffhanger would be like Thor throws Stormbreaker, Thanos blasts at it, and it almost reaches him, then the screen cuts out. Or, even a few seconds further, Thanos says, you should have aimed for the head. He snaps, and then the movie cuts out. Like, that would be a cliffhanger. You're like, wait, what happened? What happened? You know, want to know what happened next. We know what happened next. Thanos won. So, I don't know, we'll see. But, other than Thanos basically winning, the rest of the movie, I gotta say, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's not my favorite MCU movie. I still like Captain America, Civil War, and the first Avenger, actually. Spider-Man Homecoming. You know, just a lot of the solo outings have, like, very specific character moments. And the first Avengers will always be my favorite MCU movie, bar none. Just because of what they accomplished in that movie. So, but this one, it was pretty good. I liked all the jokes they threw back and forth. Spider-Man was great. The Iron Spider was excellent with the legs that came out. They looked great. The Black Order was fun. A lot of people are saying, oh, they didn't get a lot of screen time. They really weren't supposed to. They were there to hold the Avengers up from stopping Thanos for a few seconds. And I thought it was funny when a lot of them died. But, yeah, what else? People say that there wasn't a ton of character development in the movie either, and I'm saying it's not, you're not supposed to get character development from the Avengers, because you get those in all of their movies, and all the other Avengers movies. The character development in this movie had to be for Thanos, because up until this movie, he'd just been smiling in his chair and telling people he'd bathed the Starways in their blood. So Thanos was really the only one that needed character development. Nobody else did. So I'm fine with that. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the next one because Captain Marvel's coming. That was probably one of my favorite post-credit scenes in an MCU movie. Nick Fury just runs to his car and taps the pager, and you see the Captain Marvel symbol appears like she's the galaxy's last hope. I hope that she didn't fade to dust, otherwise that would be very awkward. But, yeah, I don't know how they're going to stop Thanos. But, gee, I hope that Doctor Strange was right and his plan involves some clutch way to pull a W, because, I don't know, watching Spider-Man fade to dust just didn't... I cried. I'll be honest, I cried. Oh, goodness. But, yeah. I think Captain Marvel is gonna play a big role in the next one. The Avengers, if you notice, I'm sure everybody's noticed by now, that the core Avengers did not fade away. The core six from the first movie. Well, we don't know about Hawkeye, but I bet he didn't fade away. So, the first Avengers, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Hulk, Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man, they didn't fade away. They're still there, except Iron Man's stuck on Titan. Everybody else is stuck in Wakanda. So I faded my boy Black Panther, but hey, whatever. So, I'm pretty sure that the next movie is gonna focus on the core six. You know, Rhodey's still there, Ant-Man's still there, some auxiliary characters are still there. But I think it's gonna focus on the core six, and they're gonna do something drastic with Captain Marvel that'll stop Thanos, but they'll sacrifice themselves. Maybe they'll turn into a statue like Superman did at the end of that one animated movie. What was it called? Superman Unbound, I think? Yeah, the Avengers will all be statues inside the sun. I don't know what they're gonna do, but they gotta stop him. They gotta stop Thanos somehow. Oh boy. A lot of speculation that the fourth movie involves time travel, so that could have something to do with it. Whatever Doctor Strange's plan was, I think it all hinges on the end game. Doctor Strange's one way out of 14,605,000 that they could win. It's all just up to that, you know, up to whatever he had planned, whatever big win they would pull, because right now I just don't see exactly how they're gonna stop Thanos, how they're gonna fix it. You know, they might not fix it. Like, people are saying, oh, they wouldn't take out Black Panther because that movie made $1 billion. Well, guess what? Shuri was Black Panther in the comics for a while. And they're like, oh, they can't take out Spider-Man because, you know, it's Peter Parker. He has another movie coming out. Guess what? Miles Morales was Spider-Man, is Spider-Man in the comics. You know, so they can very easily say, hey, you thought we were going to reverse this. Joke's on you. We're doubling down and just have other heroes take up the mantles of the ones that dissolved, which would honestly be just... that would destroy everybody, but hey. We'll see. We'll see. I think that Marvel... I trust Marvel, and I know that they know what these characters mean to some people. A lot of people. So, they're probably gonna bring them back. At least the ones that faded away. There's speculation that Gamora's still alive. I think she got tossed. I think she's done. How about that Red Skull cameo, though? That was crazy. I mean, everybody had always known he's not gone. It's just a matter of where he would show up next, and I guess this was where he showed up next, so that was good. Also, on things I thought were crazy that I liked were the visit to Nid d'Avellir, because that's like super sweaty nerd stuff. Going to Nid d'Avellir to make Stormbreaker, which is Beta Ray Bill's hammer, and Peter Dinklage as Eitri the Dwarf King. That was all great stuff right there. The whole Battle of Wakanda, my favorite moment in the entire movie was when Black Panther and Captain America were running. They ran ahead of the entire crowd and they were side by side with each other. That was a great moment, as well as Groot introducing himself to Steve. That was fun as well. I liked, for some reason, that Proxima Midnight just had a dead set personal vendetta against Black Widow. I don't know what she did to her, but I liked that. That was pretty fun to see her constantly going after. And what about Hulk, though? Like, homeboy didn't want to come out to play. I heard many different reasons. Some say he was scared because he got beat down by Thanos. Some say that, I think it was actually one of the Russos that said, you know, Hulk was tired of Bruce just bringing him out to fight, and he didn't want to fight anymore. And then some people say that, well, Hulk's been winning up to this point, and he finally lost, so he didn't want to come back out. I don't know what's going on with home performance issues. Not uncommon. One out of every five, I hear. But there was a Funko Pop with Hulk busting out of the Hulkbuster. And there was that one shot in every trailer that was not used in the movie with them all running in Wakanda. Hulk was there. So maybe there were plans for Hulk. Maybe there weren't. I'm not entirely sure. But, you know, we only saw Hulk once in the movie. And Bruce Banner had to do the rest of the fighting. I don't know if Hulk's going to come back out, but he really should, because Thanos needs to be stopped, and, gee, he just beat him down. I think they underpowered Hulk a little bit in that scene. Hulk wouldn't get tossed by Thanos like that, but that's fine. That's fine. What else about this movie can I say? I think I've covered most of it, besides the Stan Lee cameo. That's one of the better ones. You kids have never seen a spaceship before? That's great. Oh, man. Oh, I don't want to just drag on. I think I've covered the basics of what I thought of the movie. Iron Man was cool, even though Tony Stark is not a hero. He literally just... But, you know, that battle Iron Man had with Thanos on Titan, that was one of the more intense moments of the movie. Like, Iron Man went all out with the Mark 48. He was making blades and everything. And I don't know why he didn't make a blade and cut Thanos' arm off, but that's fine. He was upset because he got a moon thrown at him. That whole fight was pretty cool. Thanos cocky all that for a drop of blood or whatever. But, like, it led when Thanos says Stark. That's one thing I actually do want to focus on. Like, how did Thanos know Tony's name? How? There's more to it. Just like when Red Skull grabbed the Tesseract and dissolved, like, no, there's more to that. Or when Tony made his arc reactor in Iron Man 2, it's like, you made a new element, I'm like, there's definitely more to that. You know, it was made him immune to Loki's scepter. I know that there's more to this. There's more to Thanos just knowing Tony's name. He's a random, well, not random, but he's just a guy on Earth, and Thanos has traversed the galaxy. So how does he know Tony's name? He said, you're not the only one burdened with knowledge, but is way more than that. That, I think, is going to be a key factor in the next Avengers movie. It was just really, like, creepy, honestly. It made my spine crawl. He just says Stark. I'm like, how does he know his name? Oh, goodness. But other than that, I think that's all I'm going to say about Infinity War. There's speculation running rampant. There's all kinds of theories, so I'm gonna wait for all this to settle down. We're gonna get level heads. We're gonna talk about it later on, but for now, that is my thoughts and feelings on Infinity War. So, that's it, true believers. Keep it on Face Front for more content. Brand new day, don't forget. And I guess I'll see you in the multiverse. Bye-bye.